Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
New research has found that narcissists actually prefer being the subject of trash talk and negative gossip than to be ignored entirely.
Of course.
Sure. Yeah,
they're narcissists.
And they were also looking like the numbers, 1 in 7 people also kind of have that same characteristic where we just want to be a part of the conversation, really, as
exactly.
opposed to being another fly on the wall.
Right. Narcissist, too. It's like, I knew you couldn't keep my name out your mouth. Like,
yeah, that's
we're not saying anything good.
Right.
But it doesn't matter.
But
you're still
matter.
In your brain.
But you're
right?
still yeah. talking about me. So that actually got me thinking,
but you're still talking about me, aren't you?
Originally, I tried to find things that we all hate about people, but then I actually got an even better list of the things that actually get a bad rap.
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
10 things that people feel are hated on way more than they should be. How about the English muffin versus the crumpet? Aren't they the same? No, you simple-minded twit, they are not. For one, crumpets are made with milk and magic. The English muffin is breadier, more like leaven, and if you try and eat one dry, there's a fine chance you'll get it wedged at the back of your throat. And as you gasp for your breath, and you see the darkness start to close in on you, you better hope someone cares enough to wrangle that chunk of molded sawdust from your mouth. The only winner in this lopsided debate is the crumpet. Come at me. Bruh.
Doggone it. I like an English muffin. So these are 10 things that are hated on way more than they should be. They start with sitting idle. It says, I hate it when it's labeled as wasting time. You need some time for your brain to slow down and just exist. It's not a crime just to sit there doing nothing.
Yeah.
Sure. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right. It's not wasting time. I'm taking a moment for myself to kind of decompress and get my
Zoned
head
out.
Back. Right.
I feel like you got to have something like, if there's like a body of water or a fire, people are like, oh, yeah, I get it.
Right.
But otherwise,
but if you just do it at home, you're right. People are like, what are you doing?
Right. If you're vegging out on the couch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I did that in Mexico because the beach was like half a block away. I'm literally sitting on a rock staring at the water. I'm doing nothing. I'm not even thinking about the water. Mm-hmm. It's just there. But right. If I did that at
it's
home.
Calming.
They're like, what's wrong with you? Like, nothing.
Right. If you sat outside and you weren't smoking a cig, you were just sitting there staring off. People are like, you all right?
Yeah, what you doing, man?
But again. You got a solo stove in front of you and a fire. Fine.
Yep.
Body of water. Fine.
Changing your mind on things. People act like it's a sign of weakness, but it actually shows growth. Admitting you're wrong or seeing things differently is how you evolve, not something to be ashamed of.
So what's wrong with changing your mind?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we've developed a society where you can't change your mind. If you do change your mind, then you don't believe in what you know, you don't stand behind your beliefs enough. Or your facts were wrong in the first place. You're shamed for changing your mind on both sides of whatever it is that you're changing
right.
your mind on. How you could have ever believed that in the first place. And
like, all I did was change my mind, man.
Right. New facts come out.
And you can also admit when you're wrong. A lot of people need to work on that.
Exactly.
Like, you know what? You're right. I was wrong on that one. Sorry.
Right. Like, can we just calm down a little bit? They're opinions. They're opinions. That's all it is. Even on the facts.
Right.
It's all just opinions. So calm down a little bit.
Opinions lightly held.
That's a fact. The word moist I think everyone hates it because the internet said to 10 years ago.
No, I've never liked it.
You couldn't say it in my house. My dad would freak out.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's the internet. This cake is so dry. Yeah, I think the internet, like anything, just caught up to what people already knew.
Yeah.
Like, the human existence has already been around. The internet is a fairly new invention in the scheme of things. So it just repeats crap that everyone's already been saying. And the word moist was not a word that people like. So the internet just kind of repeated, like, people don't like the word moist.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Mm. Congratulations.
I don't mind it near as much as other people.
Okay. Well, you know what, Mike? I'm moist.
Attaboy.
See? You're like, God damn, that's gross.
I am moist.
Ugh.
Other people's interests. People love to just hate things that they, they're a movie hero with a vengeance. Says, my boy, it literally doesn't affect you. F and chill.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I don't, yeah.
If people give it, ah, man, I don't like that band. F you, but, like, dude, this has no impact on your ability to enjoy their music.
Look, I'm a country music fan. Yeah. That fans of country music are absolutely run across the coals by everybody who's not a country music fan. It's like, then don't listen to it.
Right. Solve the problem.
Correct.
I don't like listening to that.
Good for you. That's why it's not on your Spotify.
Yeah, I don't either, and so I don't listen, and then it doesn't bug.
Exactly. Just go about your business.
I think also it goes with popular stuff, too.
Well, if it gets too popular, everyone's down on it.
Or no, like sometimes like you have to like it. Like, there's a Kendrick song that's very popular right now. I think it absolutely sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, people are like, oh, no, man, it's Kendrick. Like, what?
Okay. Kendrick put out a song that I don't like?
Right.
Yeah.
Why is that hard for people to digest?
I know. But it's like, are you serious? Like, yeah, I'm dead serious. That song sucks.
Right. That's why it's up to...
Deadly serious.
Sleeping in. Again, these are things that are hated on way more than they should be. Sleeping in. People act like you're a useless member of society if you sleep past 10 a.m.
F them. Whatever,
man. No kidding, dude. Like, I'll wake up early in the morning because the animals get us up. We go and walk the dog, feed everybody, and then we crash.
Like, what are you doing if you get up early?
Right.
What am I missing that I would care about or that has any impact on my life? I don't care.
I did it Saturday. My buddy texted me and was like, what are you doing up so early? And I said, oh, no worries. Going back to bed.
I'm going right back now.
Yeah.
Well, and then, you know, did you guys ever have the dad that got up at like 4 o'clock in the morning and then did everything under the sun and then... was asleep on the couch by 8:30 after shaming you for...
Right.
For
they're dead asleep.
If they make it to 8:30.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, they rouse you and get you up there like, oh, man, I've you know, built a brick house and solved world hunger and mowed the lawn by the time you got up.
You're falling asleep during dinner, brother.
Right.
Okay.
No kidding, man. People who choose not to drink, who aren't recovering alcoholics, are pregnant. Sometimes people who do drink have decided that they don't feel like drinking that night. Their reasons being that they just don't want to.
Don't feel like drinking.
Yes. And that's okay. Maybe I don't feel good and I don't want to drink.
Maybe who is this person
pouring alcohol down your throat that you don't want?
Right.
Sometimes even drinkers just aren't drinking. You don't have to be like, what happened? What'd you do?
Exactly.
Like nothing, man.
Although typically if you ask me that, this is what I did and this is what happened. But, but that's me, right? I understand that.
Things that are hated on way more than they should be.
I'm just saying.
I mean, that's fair.
Other side exists. I'm saying in my case, there's a very good chance that something happened.
Yeah. All right. I just got it like 10 times that. I was like, I'm just taking a month off.
Yeah. Right.
Chill out.
Just punching out for a second. Fast food workers. Most of y'all have no idea how hard they actually work or how horribly everybody treats them for no reason
whatsoever. One has the right to get on a fast food worker. The reason they're there is because your big fat ass keeps eating fast food.
Right.
Right. They're there servicing you when you want to eat junk.
Also, shout out to McDonald's. Last couple times I've been there, like, I don't know what they're doing. Those people are so friendly.
Yes. Oh, right.
Mm. Yeah.
Pay raises.
I even said to the guy, I got some nugs and a fish sandwich on Sunday, and I said, hey, you're really nice about this. Thanks.
Yeah, and you probably made his day.
Yeah.
Yeah, he probably wanted to be like, who orders nuggets in a fish sandwich?
You're the Burger King, bro.
He's probably like, I'm always nice to losers.
This guy thinks he's a McDonald's. Jesus.
Kind of the opposite of what Ted was talking about not long ago, but liking popular things is hated on more than it should be. Enjoying mainstream trends doesn't make someone else's taste less valid, yet it's often dismissed as being unoriginal. Like, it's popular for a reason.
I'd say the reason something's popular is because a large percentage of the public likes it.
Right.
But it really, really depends on what it is, right?
Yeah.
So you can say a TV show, some artist, whatever it is, and people get on you, Nickelback, right? They
exactly.
go through that. Well, people like speaking English.
Right.
It's a very popular, oh, you're so unoriginal, mi amigo.
What are you over there, breathing air?
Right.
With everybody else, conformist,
loser, sheep.
Can't believe you don't like this Kendrick song. But I also can't believe you like really popular stuff. okay.
People who choose to be child-free. Some people just don't want kids, and that's fine. There is, honestly, there is no more angrier group of people than people who that have kids that see people that don't want kids. They get absolutely feral about it.
You know why?
Because they're miserable.
That's it. I mean, that's got to be like, why on earth do you care? Like,
you're so selfish for not wanting to have kids. Like, yours is your retirement plan.
And when you consider all the resources they suck, I mean, you can make that argument either way,
exactly.
Right? So I love my kids, adore my kids, absolutely enrich my life. They're also remarkably expensive.
Right.
So if you don't have kids and finances go, don't.
No greater source of joy.
No greater source of joy.
No greater source of annoyance.
Right, that's the thing. The flip side is very few people can get under my skin
quite
the way my children can, right? So it's like, dude, I get it.
You make my life better than it ever has. You also ruined my life.
Yeah, because 9 times out of 10, if someone's talking about their kids, they're bitching.
Right.
And it's not even like the worst thing in the world. It's like, oh, God, we had to drive to this place because the camp. Right, there's never a great sales pitch to it.
I think also nowadays it's a little more accepted. But back, like, everything for years, just like, it's the greatest thing, blah, blah, blah. And I had somebody close to me. He's like, look, he's got 4 kids. He's like, it's the greatest thing I've ever done. He's like, it's also the hardest thing.
Yes.
He's like, when I don't have my kids, it's a great weekend. He's like, I love them. But he's like, it sucks sometimes.
Well, my kids have a sleepover and they're going to someone else's house.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
My wife and I, you think we're going to throw a party. What we actually do is sit on the couch and binge watch some show.
There you go.
But yeah, I like love them to death. But oh, you spend a night at your buddy's house? Hell yeah.
I mean, I think it's the same thing with relationships, right? Like there's sometimes I just want to be alone.
Exactly. I love my wife more than life itself.
But
I also like my bachelor weekends when I'm out of town.
But it goes both ways.
No, you don't. You miss her so much.
I do.
Yes.
Both things can be true, Miles. Yes, I miss her like crazy. I wish she was there. I'm glad she's not.
Oh, I've been dead honest with my wife. I'm like, I will miss you by day 3.
Yeah.
Because, like, look, the first couple of days you're not here, I'm going to go crazy. The hangovers are going to be merciless, right? And then by day 3, like, oh, man, wish you were here. But because you're not here, that's why I went crazy.
Right. And then I'll leave you with this one. This is the last thing that is hated on way more than it should be, and it's coming back around because people are getting wise. Nickelback. They get way more hate than they deserve. Their
That's
music is not that bad.
That's a fact.
They're great. They write bangers.
That's a fact.
But it's such a lie. If they put out an album, it sells like 10 million copies.
Yes!
You are hard-pressed to find another band or artist in the history of music that does that. So everyone's like, oh, I hate Nickelback. I'm like, they've sold enough records that someone here is lying.
They are simultaneously one of the most popular bands of that era and the most popular to hate bands of that era.
Yeah.
It was fashionable to hate Nickelback.
Remember, we stopped playing them on the station for a while, then they popped back on like 6 months ago?
Yes.
So did Creed. Creed got that.
Right.
Exactly.
Oh, trust me. We were the radio was the biggest thing. We played them constantly and then went, oh, it's cool to hate them now.
Yeah.
Even though we're the ones that
did it.
Playing them for
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.